Howdy Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today from Denver with Greg Dowd right after this. Hey Neighbors, the 50th annual production sale of the Messner Ranch coming Saturday, February 5th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 120 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, 30 bred Hereford heifers, and a small group of Angus heifers as well. For more information, contact Van Messner at 580-552-1555 or Milt Messner, 580-273-9494. Messner Ranch 50th Annual Production Sale, Saturday, February 5th at the Ranch Slapout.
Oklahoma owned and Oklahoma grown. That's Stillwater Milling Company, manufacturers of A&M feeds. Hi, this is Rob Botter, and we take pride in our A&M livestock feeds, focusing on quality ingredients that yield quality products. You'll see our fleet of Orange Mack trucks delivering throughout Oklahoma, and we want you on our list. Whether you're feeding one pony or 1,000 cows, there's an A&M feed that's right for you. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
One of the toughest stories that we had to cover in 2010 was the Eastern Livestock debacle, where they, Eastern Livestock, a regular buyer of livestock on a direct basis, ended up giving hot checks of over $100 million to livestock producers, cattle producers. According to Greg Dowd of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, they're going to spend a good bit of time on the Eastern Livestock mess in their live cattle marketing committee on Friday. He says they're not going to be rehashing everything that went on, but looking ahead and trying to answer a very important question.
What do we need to do as an industry to prevent this from happening in the future? And that's what this discussion is going to be about, and from some of the best people that that I know in this business. I really think that's going to be one of the key interesting things that you listen to at this convention.
Was GIPS asleep at the switch and letting $130 million in bad checks go? And if so, are they awake now?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. What I can tell you is from the conversations and the meetings that I've been involved with, the complexity of these transactions and the complexity of what was going on is really amazing. It's far beyond what even I could have imagined it was. There are enormous legal implications in terms of the types of transactions that were involved, when transfer of title and ownership is conveyed, depending on what the transaction is. This is going to be a legal mess for a long time. The question is really, okay, that's for the lawyers to sort out. What do we need to do to help prevent this in the future? One of the key things that we're going to have is I've got a good banker guy that I know. And I asked him, I said, can you come in here and talk about what the banking industry can step up and bring to the table in terms of electronic banking, 21st century banking, so we're not floating checks 5, 7, 15 days around here that you know, again, we all know what the float is in agriculture. How can we squeeze that to keep this thing from getting out of hand on us?
Why are the money before you take possession of the cattle?
Well, these are the discussions. And, in fact, anecdotally, I'm aware of, in the auction market community, Livestock Marketing Association guys that I talk to from time to time just out in the country, the local auction markets themselves have said, look, some of these guys that were out there floating quite a bit, they've really clamped down on it in terms of, you know, we do have an ability to do electronic banking and do just what you're talking about here is in terms of when the money's moving, when the cattle are moving, and when to do transfers. Those are the kinds of things is, you know, you can increase bonds and you can have trusts and all these kinds of things. But the frank fact of the matter is those only come into play after you've had a wreck. Mm-hmm. What you've got to do is prevent the wreck in the first place.
Chief Economist for NCBA, Greg Dowd. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It begins at noon Saturday, February the 5th, the 33rd annual Western Oklahoma All-Breed Bull Sale at the Roger Mills County Ag Pavilion in Cheyenne, Oklahoma. There'll be 38 head of high-quality bulls from well-known cattlemen in Western Oklahoma, including Angus, Red Angus, Polled Hereford, and Composite. You can get a catalog by calling Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366. The 33rd annual Western Oklahoma All-Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 5th, in Cheyenne, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. Reporting from Denver in the Cattle Industry Convention for 2011, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.